You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1, also at 107.1 on the FM and on the coast, Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online at xray.fm. The name of this show is Hello Cruel World. I'm JBJ. Welcome. Welcome back, old listeners. Welcome, all you new listeners. We got a good show today, live music from Jolie Holland of Be Good Tanya's and Max Naus. We are going to start things off this week with old music from Beck. He released a new collection of love songs on Valentine's Day. You might find this song familiar. If you do, it's because it is featured in one of the best movies of all time, Scott Pilgrim. Radio is yours.
Thank you.
This is Blake Mills. I think this record came out in 2023. This song's called Skeleton is Walking. Blake Mills is from LA. I know he's played with Fiona Apple and Beck before that from a brand new anthology called Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime. Hello, cruel world. Thanks for tuning in today. My guest this week, we got live music from Jolie Holland and Max Nose. We're going to start out by playing you a recent track from Jolie, my favorite from her most recent record. ¶¶
plant blossoms at the end of the world. Perfume cloud that seeps into my room. I'm one with the cloud, breathing in and out. We are so rich with the blossoms. Nature is holding our hands and whispering, now is the time. Now is the time to dance. Hummingbirds, mosquitoes, the parrots and the beetles, the bees and the moths and the bats. Nectar on their faces, pollen on their asses, flying across the desert to stick their tongues down some cactuses. Wake up in the morning all sticky and ecstatic in a cave. We are so rich with the blossoms. Nature's holding our hands and whispering, now is the time, and don't let your chance go to waste. The show will go on. We throw this party every year, whether or not you humans are here. And despair, cozying up to tyrants, embracing the easiest answers. Fascism ties it all up in a pretty little bow. Cause we all know how the action movie goes. But back in the real, real world, we are standing on the precipice. And every single soul on this spinning globe is captive to this dick measuring contest. I'm drinking in these blooms while annihilation looms. I see starving in basements and bleeding in ditches. Meanwhile, we continuously offer these riches. Orange blossoms at the end of the world. Orange blossoms at the end of the world. Orange blossoms.
Orange blossoms from Jolie Holland. The record's called Haunted Mountain. Came out in 2023. Jolie Holland and Max Naus are here in the Hello Cruel World studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
That seems like way too energetic of an introduction for like what we just heard. That's such, such a beautiful, sad, sad song.
Yeah, thank you so much. I wrote it when the Russian army started shelling the Zaporizhia power plant in Ukraine. And it was like the whole thing could have gone off and it would have been worse than Chernobyl. And my friend's family was like right there in, like really close by there. And like all the old women were just like strategizing with each other. They're like, well, how are we going to get drinking water if and when this happens, you know? And like all the young people were super checked out. It was really interesting, like hearing word from the ground what that scene was like. And then in LA, it was just like so beautiful. And there was like, you know, all these flowers were blooming and it was this lush, gorgeous moment and like paired with absolute existential dread.
Yeah, I almost don't even know what to do with that because it just brings to mind what we're going through something on a very small scale, like dealing with dread, and like a lot of similar things every day, but then also still having to exist. Life doesn't stop either. So it's super weird. And I can't fathom what it would be like to live in a war-torn country, you know, where the same things are going on, but then it also life needs to continue as well. Like,
you still gotta pay for things.
Yeah. So, that song musically sounds like Strange Fruit to me, like sounds in the same kind of, weighty sadness that Strange Fruit evokes.
Thank you.
When I hear that. So, and I only just after, you know, I've probably heard that song 20 times. I'm only just realizing that today, like, oh, wow, that's reminds me of Strange Fruit. And your vocals, just so, Jolie, your voice is just so incredible. Yeah, it's such a treat. Listeners, you may know Jolie from the Be Good Tanyas. That was 20 years ago. That was over 20 years ago. And Jolie, you were just out there saying yes to so many things, making so much happen. I just see your name everywhere. Like I did a search online and like you're on tons of compilations and like also like not staying in your lane. Like over during the pandemic, you were on this album from Thor and Friends. That is not like singer-songwriter or folk at all, but like I came across this Thor and Friends album and just loved it during the pandemic. And I was like, Jolie, she's everywhere.
Oh, I mean, I started out playing with experimental weirdos. Like, I don't think of folk as being, I mean, I am not a folk musician and I'm not a jazz musician. Like, I'm a songwriter.
I love that. Yeah. And it shows, like I said, you're all over the place and it's great to like find you in different corners of the musical world.
Yeah, I mean, I was a homeless teenager in Thor's neighborhood. Like, it's so nice to connect with him. Like, and yeah, he knows people I've known since I was a kid there.
Yeah, so that I mean that record was like a touchstone during the pandemic for me. So yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, good stuff. I guess all that to say, it's a treat to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for making this the first stop on your Northwest tour. I'm flattered.
Yeah. I'm psyched you reached out to me.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, Jolie has her most recent record's called Haunted Mountain, came out in 2023. Fun fact, her and a friend Buck Meek, they both released albums called Haunted Mountain within a couple months of each other, I think.
In 2023, yeah. Yeah.
And they both have title tracks, but they're not the same exact song. They're completely different songs.
Well, mine is set to a 12/8 pulse and his is more 4/4.
Yeah.
But he had all these other names for his record and everybody around him kept calling his record Haunted Mountain. And then finally he was like, I give up. And then he called me and he was like, what do you think about if I name my record Haunted Mountain? He said, because it was, I had written the first two verses and the chorus of the song, and then he wrote the third verse.
It is the same song. Sorry, I was misremembering that.
Oh yeah, yeah, no worries. No, it feels really different.
Yeah.
And
I thought you both just decided to like each name your records Haunted Mountain and each write your own song called Haunted Mountain.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, no, and I co-wrote 5 out of the 11 songs on his record.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're everywhere. You're omnipresent. You're omnipresent.
Yeah, my friend Warren McCauley, he's in Australia and he started like a Jolie Holland fan club online. And he started like going through the internet and just like pulling up all these things that I've done. And I was like, oh yeah, I've totally forgot that I did that. You know, it's like, yeah, if you just keep working, you're going to be doing all kinds of crazy, ridiculous stuff.
I feel like I mentioned at the beginning, you say yes to a lot of things. Is that just your nature, or is that the nature of the business that you're in or where you're at in the business?
I mean, it's not just about saying yes. It's like I have a huge community and like I have incredible fans, like my friend Boots Riley of The Coup, and like the, you know, who's now known as like this amazing filmmaker. He's had me like work on the soundtracks for his last several projects. And I'm just so honored to be called.
So it's more like your community is so big that there's tons of things to do. Like you won't run out of things to do because everyone in your community is like, hey, come do this. Come be on this. Come. Yeah.
So. I also say no to a lot of stuff.
All right. Well, Jolie and Max are here. We spent some time getting their amps set up, and we haven't had amps on this program in a while, so it's all very exciting to me. Would you like to play something?
Totally.
What's the first?
Let's play the aforementioned Haunted Mountain.
Nice. All right.
Before I lived here on this haunted mountain, I was walking through the valley on my own. Darkness all around me, I looked to the sky and saw you wraithed all around in a golden cloud. All of my life I've been around her. Traveling across this green land. Now that I live here on this haunted mountain, I know I'm never coming down. I'm never coming down. Coming down again. Every dewdrop on this haunted mountain. It's like a tiny crystal ball. Early in the morning, I peer into the living leaves and prophesy with the light of dawn. Thank you. this haunted mountain. I saw a younger reflection on in the falls. The river rose up around me. I was swept up in an eddy, drifted for a mile and nearly drowned. All of my life I've been around it, traveling across this Greenland. Now that I live here on this haunted mountain, I know I'm never coming down.
Never coming down.
I'm never coming down. I'm never again.
Haunted Mountain live here on Hello Cruel World. You're listening to X-Ray FM. We'll be right back.
The Sound of Pictures is the place to go for unusual soundtracks and lovable movie songs, bringing you into some curious territory every Sunday morning from 8 until 9 and archived right here on x-ray.fm.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is DJ Hellbooks, host of Record Lections with DJ Hellbooks, the weekly zine where I shine a light on a specific person, place, thing, or movement in the world of music. And I implore you to join me every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Portland time to celebrate the history of recorded melodies and continue searching for that perfect beat. Follow Record Lections on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours.
We are back with Jolie Holland and Max Naus. Max.
Yes.
What's your story? Where are you? Are you from LA as well?
I'm from everywhere, seems like. Yeah. I lived in LA for the last 6 years. I just moved to Oregon. I live in Dexter.
What?
Yeah. I just moved to Dexter, which is down, it's east of Eugene.
Oh, okay.
You know Dexter?
No.
It was like a hippie town. It was like started by the Merry Pranksters.
All right.
And stuff, yeah. And they kind of designed it to never grow. Like, it doesn't have proper, like, sewage and amenities and things, like, I guess, intentionally. And now it's probably mostly people that, like, Ronald Reagan.
Would have lynched themselves, yeah. The Merry Prankster.
Yeah. Exactly. But there's good people there, too.
And then how did the two of you find each other?
I'm from Houston. But we met in L.A. We have Rachel Blumberg in common.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's really nice.
Rachel Blumberg, yeah. Of the Decemberists, or formerly of the Decemberists.
Of Caliphone.
Of Caliphone.
Yeah, Max plays in Caliphone.
Max plays in Caliphone?
Yeah, I just got off a boat. We were playing on the Caribbean Ocean with...
In the Modest Mouse Cruise.
Yeah.
If I could go all the way back to the beginning and like start over, I would be saying Max Naus of Caliphone. That's amazing. Welcome, Max.
Thanks for having us. This is lovely.
I mean, you're the same person. You haven't changed at all since you walked in here. I just...
I think I have, actually.
I have
not. Yeah.
Hopefully for the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's that thing when you mention... somebody's name, and then in parentheses you have like the three bands that they're best right. known for playing in, you know?
Right,
yeah. That's like on the music that comes from distributors, and then it all has like R-I-Y-L recommended if
yeah.
And then it has to have like, you know, like three or four other bands, like, yeah.
Yeah, but also like you could play with these other bands and then also sound nothing like them. You know, like it could be like a totally different project too.
Yeah. Do you sound like Caliphone, Max?
I don't think so. Okay. I've been accused, but I don't think so.
I love Max's songs.
I put out a record in on the Jealous Butcher label, the local label.
Yeah.
June.
My brother, Rob.
Yeah. He's the best.
We share our birthday and we share our last name.
I just saw someone, like, they wrote something about it and they said, like, Caliphone reconfigures to play Max's songs or whatever. I was like, oh, that's so cute. Yeah.
That is cute.
Nobody in the band played on my album, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was all LA people, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Arizona people.
Alex, Jesus Christ, I'm out of my mind. Max's last record is called Chipmunked Away. And I love it so much.
Chipmunked Away, everyone. Julie, you've got a Portland connection too, right? I mean, weren't you? You've lived here, right?
Nope. I lived here for 8 months one time, but no. Some of my best friends live here, so I'm just in and out of town.
I swear, I follow you on Instagram. I swear you had a garage sale a couple years ago.
I have a storage space in town. Yeah, my brother lives here.
That is adorable.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get rid of that storage space.
All right. Well, Jolie Holland and Max Naus are here. Max Naus of Caliphone. And
Jolie Holland of Thor and Friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jolie Holland of Thor and Friends, Max Naus of Caliphone are here in the Hello Cruel World studio, and they're going to play some songs for us today. What's next?
Let's play a Michael Hurley song.
Hell yes. What is your connection to Michael Hurley? I should mention here, I should insert really quick.
Yeah.
That you just released, like you and Max just released a record last year called Wolf Dispatch.
Yeah. It's a record of some very poorly recorded Michael Hurley songs, which is a tribute to Michael Hurley's very poorly recorded records. And I just felt like I had to do it after he passed away. I just it was just part of my mourning for him, to just throw this thing together really quickly. And then we went out and played a few shows behind it. And we did it like a memorial and invited all the local musicians, anybody who really loved him, to get up and play some songs too. And I modeled it after.
Was this here?
I played here, yeah.
Because they did something like that here.
Yeah, yeah. I played like a tour version of that. It was so sweet. Chip Cohen, who played with him, joined us in Eugene. Peter Wilde, who I love, got up and played. All these gorgeous people. A lot of really cool older folks who were tight with him showed up in Astoria. It was real sweet. Marie Sue joined us for a minute.
Oh, nice.
This great songwriter, AJ Woods, joined us from New Mexico. We put out this very straightforwardly recorded little record. Some of my New York City-based bandmates played on it. The great Doug Weaselman, who played in Lou Reed's band, just great New York player. Anyway, here's one of my favorite songs of his from one of my favorite Hurley records called Weatherhole, produced by Nick Hill, who's in town now.
Oh.
I don't know if it's Monday, it could be Tuesday too. The garbage man, he might have come by and I might have been taking a snooze. I get no rest, I can attest, I keep ahead of the blues. And my honey, she's on the money, no more. Oh, the Chelsea, on a dime right there, always on the go. Every few hours, you can hear the old whistle blow. Well, May and Red, we ain't been fed. That give us a case of the nerves. Look at Red, here comes a Jesse around the curve. It's like I'm talking tongues. No one understands. They can't detect the dialect that goes from beast to man. And I walk, shimmy, shake, wobble. Give us a case of the nerves. Look at Red. Here comes a Jesse around the curve. Since I left, I can't get that place off my face. Here in the darkness, I come to you and plead. You know what I want, you know what I do. Don't do away with me. Watching the face of the full moon, the moon of flower blooms. That old yellow dog run across my yard. It's like I'm talking tongues. No one understands. They can't detect the dialect that goes from beast to man. And I walk, shimmy, shay, wobble. Give us a case of the nerves. Look at Red. Here comes a Jesse around the curve.
So good. What was the name of that one?
Me and Red.
Me and Red.
Do you know that record, Weatherhole?
I am so late to the Hurley party.
Okay. Well, it's a good entry because it's one of the best recorded ones.
Like, I've been doing radio for like 20 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And all along the way, people telling me, you need to listen to this guy. And it wasn't until, I think, 2016 or 2017 that I finally, like, had enough and, like, I just need to do it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of when I started in, and I've been listening to, like, one record every year.
Wow.
So I'm up to, like, record six, but I also listened to, like, the most recent two or three as well.
He has like a million records.
Yeah. So yeah, so I'm only like to 1976 at this point.
Wow. Yeah. I love Parsnip Snips so much. But he has a really racist song on that one.
Oh.
Yeah. The one about Polynesia is like super offensive. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk with him about that.
Yeah. Have you ever met him?
Oh, he toured with me.
Oh, okay. All
yeah. Right. No, he toured opening up for me.
So do you have any good stories? Do you have any Michael Hurley stories?
I have a million great Michael Hurley stories. One of I really wish that I had pressed record on this one conversation. He went on a rant about the Buddha. He was like, "Did you ever hear about the Buddha?" And he just basically told, it was like the gospel according to Michael Hurley, and he told the entire story of Siddhartha.
Wow.
It's written in my heart and nowhere else. It was so, so amazing.
I only met him just like less than a year before he passed.
Mm.
I was DJing upstairs at a bar and he was playing downstairs.
What bar?
Dream House. It used to be Beach Street Parlor.
Okay.
And at some point they came up and said, "We're going to cut the music because Michael Hurley's playing." And I was like, "Oh, okay." But after his set, he came up the stairs and like handed me a copy of his record.
Nice.
And then I explained to him like what I do and was like, "I don't know if you do like in studios or if you like doing that kind of thing." And he wrote his number on a piece of paper and gave it to me. And I was too chicken to call him.
Mm.
I didn't really know how to, I should have done it, but I just kept putting it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at some point there wasn't, yeah, then.
There were no more chances. Yeah. Well, the next time you meet an old genius, you'll know.
Yeah.
Call him.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't put it off. Do it.
Yeah. I met him and we had some friends in common. I worked with this older producer named Lemon DeGeorge who had known him since the 70s. And that was my first entry to him.
Wow. So you heard of him through Lemon DeGeorge.
Yeah. And then I forget exactly how I met him, but yeah, he went out on the road opening up for me and it was really awesome. And that's the first way that he heard Rachel Blumberg, because she was in my band.
Mm.
And that's how she started playing with him. He said, "If you can follow Jolie, you can follow me." his sense of time was so fantastic. And they were such a beautiful pair together. Like the way that she worked with him was so, so lovely.
It's kind of sad that like I've been going to all the tributes, everything I can at this point. But it's sad that I was late to so much of it, you know, like I could have seen him live.
You didn't see him live.
I never saw him live. No.
Wow. Like,
I never even came. I was working while he was playing downstairs. So I didn't even get to like see him play live on the porch in the same house where I was.
Well, there must be
I was working.
There must be some cool footage. Did you get to see him live, Max?
Many times. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Yep. Awesome.
So he played this cafe like out in Scappoose, the Rosebud. That sounds too much like a movie, but something has the word rose in it.
Nice.
And it's in Scappoose. It's outside of Portland.
Rosemead.
No, that's I like that, but I don't think that's what it's called.
I don't know why I said that. That's L.A.
Yeah. In any case, a friend of mine and I were like, the next time he plays there, we need to go. And it just never happened. There's just so much of that.
Oh, Bellmead. Bellmead was like
in LA.
Bellmead was like his records or something.
Mm.
His imprint, his label imprint or something like that.
Oh, okay. I love those drawings too. Like,
yeah.
He just has a cool sensibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not just musically.
Totally.
Yeah. Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Jolie Holland and Max Naus, Jolie Holland of Thor and Friends and Max Naus of Caliphone. They're here in the Hello Cruel World studio this week. They're on a Northwest tour. This is one of their stops. We're so grateful. Thank you very much. And would you like to play another song for us?
Sure. Yeah, this is a song that I wrote with Buck. It's on his record.
Yeah, it's quite different from the other
Buck Meek. of Big Thief. That's who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. When I first met you, we were standing on the street, Revolution Avenue, and the dizzying heat. The sunlight framed you, and a mystical beauty. Your voice came ringing, and it shot right through me. Now I know you like I think I know myself. Just a big mystery like everybody else. I wanna know where you're coming from. I wanna know where you're coming from. I wanna know where you're. Outside of town, and a field of weeds, dirt, flowers, and honeybees. We lay down by the energy tree. I can say anything, and you understand me. Cut through the tall grass by the glittering strain. What do you remember about your trouble and dream? I wanna know where you're coming from. I wanna know where you're coming from. I wanna know where you're coming from. Cloud sailing in on the west wind with a dark and furrowed brow. I want to know where you're coming from. I want to know where you're coming from. I want to know where you're coming from now. Tune at the end.
Yeah.
It was good.
It sounded so good. It all sounded very good. So that's on your record or his record?
That's on Buck Meek's Haunted Mountain. And I've never recorded
You don't have a recording of that.
I didn't do a proper band recording of it, but our friend Gray Delisle, who's an amazing singer, recorded a version as well, which is really sweet.
And what's on the horizon? Do you have stuff coming out this year? Do you have projects in the works or in the pipeline that you can talk about?
I got a record that I'll probably put out this year. I don't know.
Nice. What's the reticence?
Oh, just because it's not done.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty much all done except for a little bit of pixie dust and we were just talking about this yesterday. Jim White, the great drummer, he played on one of my records before, but
Jim White of the Dirty Three? That Jim White?
Jim White of like all your favorite bands. He's played on so many amazing records.
Because there's two great Jim Whites.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Jim White, the drummer.
Yeah.
He said he's really busy, and he said, don't send it to me because I'll want to play on it. But yeah, I'm going to bug him, get him to play on it.
Hell yeah. Thank you both so much for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It's great.
The show last week at Fluff and Gravy was awesome. Sorry you missed it.
I'm sorry I didn't bring it up. Yes, it was fantastic. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Do you think you're going to do another one? How do you like that venue?
That venue, it's the greatest venue I've ever played at. It's better than Carnegie Hall.
Wow. Yeah.
The gravy wasn't that great, but the playing there was great.
The fluff, well, yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. But the gravy.
Real rib sticker gravy.
Thank you. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, that's it for this week's Hello Crew World. Thanks to Jolie Holland and Max Nos for appearing. Next week on the program, the inimitable Larry Yes. Stay tuned for Welcome to Your Good Day with Chancey Chance. Thanks for tuning in today.
Mommy, what is down the rabbit hole?
Take myself.